Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you with a lovely scripture from the book of Genesis chapter 13 and verse 12. And it records that Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now, you know, it's very important for us to understand when we make our decisions and when we plan to part our ways with the Anointed One and the Called One. It affects your entire family. It affects your entire future, and it affects everything that concerneth your welfare. And that's what happened with Lot. Though being a nephew of Abram, he parted his ways because they became so rich that the land could not contain them. But the decision that Lot made, that he went away and went and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Jesus said, now the family, where the family is concerned, a lot of time when we as parents make certain decisions that can affect the future of our children. And Jesus very beautifully said, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Matthew 18 verse 6 records that. Implicit in those words is a sobering challenge to every parent and every person who is a role model for children, right? Your moral authority does not come from your knowledge, but from your lifestyle and integrity. So as your children grow up, they're less apt to listen to what you say and more inclined to imitate what you do. So where are your footsteps leading? Remember Abraham and Lot. They shared the same family, they shared the same faith, and had the same opportunities in life. But when it came to raising children, Abraham grew roses and Lot grew weeds. What made the difference? Abram followed God while Lot followed his own selfish interests. The Bible records that Lot moved his tents to a place near Sodom. Before it was over, Lot lost his moral authority with his family. So here is the question, as a parent or a role model, where are you pitching your tent? King David also lost his moral authority with his family. Even though God forgave his affair with Bathsheba and permitted him to remain on the throne, his sin took a terrible toll. His son Amnon raped his sister Tamar. His other son Absalom stole the throne, and his son Solomon's wives ultimately led him into idolatry. Nathan the prophet told him in 2 Samuel 12:11, out of your own household I'm going to bring calamity on you. You only get one chance to do it right. So follow God and take your children with you in your journey of faith, and God will bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this day that you have added into our lives, and we are highly privileged, and Lord, we are blessed to have you on our side. Lord, we are grateful to you that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we, O Lord, rejoice in knowing that salvation belongs to us, and rejoice in knowing that today we enjoy and obtain all the blessings of our salvation. and we live it. Abba Father, today I pray that as parents, as role models, we'll make the right decisions, we'll make the right choices. Abba Father, we'll crucify our carnality on the cross of Calvary, and we'll allow your Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us in the path of Jesus Christ. That once we have decided to follow you, we'll never turn back. Thank you, Lord. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them. You will be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, and flourish and prosper them. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that sickness does not come from you. We know that healing comes forth from you. Wholeness comes forth from you. And we receive healing and wholeness of Jesus in our bodies, in our mind, in the name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you all the glory and praise, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.